Welcome to Cashflow Positive. I'm your host, Kenny Bedwell, founder of SCR Insights, one of the leading data platforms in the industry. Through using data and analytics, I've been able to replace my W-2 with cash flow from my successful short-term rentals. And my goal is to help you achieve the same freedom and success. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just a novice looking to make your mark, Cashflow Positive is your go-to resource for unlocking the full potential of your property portfolio. Hey everybody, welcome back to this episode of Cashflow Positive. I'm working on like new ways to introduce the episode, I guess. And so anyway, I don't know. It kind of gets tiring every time I say the same thing, but welcome back. I am excited today to talk to you about your secret weapons for success, or your secret weapon, I guess, for success. Now, when I was doing this episode, I usually like to record the part two episode with the guest speaker first, because number one, that helps me understand like where the episodes are going and the topics going, but then two, to help build up to what they're going to say. Now, the problem is we talk about the secret weapon for success and in that part two episode, and if I spill the beans all, like if I say this exact same thing in this episode, it's going to sound a little redundant. But so I'm going to share some different types of weapons rather than the sole weapon that we're going to talk about in the part two episode. So please listen to that episode when you get that chance, because it's definitely going to be helpful and for your success in growing and scaling in any sort of real estate opportunity. So what I want to talk to you about today, and this is something that a lot of people struggle with, is knowing your why. So we've had some of these. If you're a longtime listener, you've probably heard me talk about this before, but it's good to bring up every now and then because we need to reevaluate ourselves. The podcast is actually coming up on a year, which is awesome. And I know I talked about this almost a year ago. The Know Your Why, I think, is what it was called, or something like that. It's got why in the title. So if you go find it, go listen to it again. But we need to revisit. One of the reasons why is because I see a lot of people moving the fence posts on their success. When we recap, we've done a year of, of real estate investing, a year of the podcast, a reel of all these different things. It's always good to look back and see where we were and how far we've come. And I think about that too with real estate investing. I'm looking at some opportunities. I feel comfortable sharing on the podcast. It's early, but I get nervous like sharing things that are going on in my life that are like present day going on. Because if it doesn't happen, you're like, well, crap, why did I talk to people about it? And people are like, oh, cool, you're doing this. And it's like, yeah, but it didn't happen. If it does, it almost feels a little like skeevy. But maybe that's not my own limited mindset. But I'm going to just say it. I put a boutique hotel, a 14-unit boutique hotel, and maybe I won't say the city, but in a city, in a downtown city, under contract. This is the biggest real estate transaction I've ever personally done. And frankly, after doing the due diligence for almost a month now, is the craziest transaction I've ever done too. Like the renovation on it's going to be like $600,000, with furnishings and all the good stuff. It's a complete rehab, and I've got a good team and all this good stuff. But like, this it was 1.5 million. Like I've never done anything at that capacity at that level, and so it kind of presented itself, and the numbers were really, really good on it. And I just was like, you know what? Let me figure it out. Let me see if this is something I need to be talking about more and sharing. And so maybe in the future, probably in the near future, we're going to have an episode on boutique hotels because it's been a learning curve. I need to bring on somebody who knows what they're talking about with that. And then I'll share my personal experience because it's definitely been different than a regular short-term rental. So, but I'm not going to talk about the boutique hotel thing, but what I am going to be talking about in just going back to the secret weapon thing for your success. So number one, I think we have to look at essentially like gratitude and appreciation for how far we've come. If I were to rewind a year ago and you were to tell me, Kenny, you're going to put a $1.5 million boutique hotel under contract and potentially close on it, maybe by the time this episode comes out, it'll be closed. I doubt it. It's got a few more weeks. But if somebody were to tell me, I'd be like, you're crazy. Like, I would never do that. Like, boutique hotel, heck no. I'm going to focus on short-term rentals. And that's fine. I'm not switching to boutique hotels. I'm still doing short-term rentals. Like, we're literally looking at, well, okay, I don't want to give away the market because we're actively looking there. And it's a market I've never talked about before. So one day you'll hear it before I tell everyone else. How about that? I'll make that deal with my podcast listeners. But look, it's an undisclosed market. And we're looking at a property there for around $1 million, myself and a business partner, you know, as a short-term rental. And so we've got a lot of things. And a year ago, I would have never imagined that I was doing this kind of stuff. And so I have to take a moment every now and then, because as an entrepreneur, as an investor, we're always like, I want more, you know, I want it, not just more money, but like, I want more real estate. I want, you know, more time freedom. I want, you know, to be like known, all this like great stuff. But how far have you come? And it's insane to me the distances you travel in a short amount of time, that you can travel in a short amount of time. But a lot of people don't stop and look back and go, wow, I've really come far and I'm doing something great. You know, we have this limited mindset. A lot of people that the people you don't hear about are usually really humble, right? They're not like bragging about it. You know, I'm a top, okay, I'm not picking on any real estate agents, but I'm just, you know, like you see the posts all the time. I'm a top 10 agent in this like random place and I've done X amount of dollars in sales. And you're like, what does that even mean? You know, like, okay, like what does that mean for like your status in life? Nothing. Okay. It's just like a cool banner. But as real estate investors, we don't really have that kind of stuff. You know, maybe you're like, oh, I'm a super host on Airbnb again, but there's not like this, like you've hit some sort of achievement metric. And a lot of times we're just not even tracking that. And so first off, in order to find success, number one, you got to define it, you know that why, and go back to that episode and listen to that, you know, how to define your why. I think that's what it's called, how to define your why or something like that. But know what your success looks like and then know how you're progressing towards it. You know, I think a lot of people think of success as necessarily like hitting some like high achievement goal that takes many years to achieve. And that is a level of success. But if you're progressing, if you're climbing the ladder towards that, that is success in a degree. And in order to keep the momentum going and to keep the climb, I think you have to stop and realize how high and how far you climbed. And so, number one, you know, if you're somebody who has one property and you're looking to buy that second one or the third one or fourth or whatever, I think you got to take a moment and go, you know what? I took the plunge. There's a lot of people who haven't taken the plunge yet, and I'll get to you in a second. but there's a lot of people who have it, you know, whether it's because, you know, there's, I see it all the time. I work with them all the time. Okay. I'm like more of a therapist than a consultant sometimes. And that's okay. I'm not a licensed therapist. Let's get all the disclaimers out there, but that's how it feels. You know, we're like helping people make offers and make those decisions because it's a lot of money and it's scary. But the end of the day though, like if you've already done it, that's something you've achieved. Now, hopefully the property is making money and you can look at that as a success and you've learned a lot of lessons along the way. And if it's not, you've learned some lessons along the way and that's helpful. And if you're still on your two feet, meaning you're not bankrupt from that property decision, I think that's a level of success. And so let's take a moment, you know, if you're driving in the car or you're on the way to something, let's take a moment and sit here and for, you know, we're not going to pause, but after this episode and think about your successes in the last year. Okay. Cause it hasn't all been that bad. It really hasn't. And you've made some sort of progression. Okay, towards the goal. And if you don't know what the goal is, then you need to figure it out. You need to define it and really write it down. Okay. Every single time, every year that I grow. So at the end of the year, I sit down and I try to forecast out. I write down and I put it on this whiteboard. It's like right over here against the wall. And I write down my goals for that year. Okay. Now here's, I think I've mentioned this before. I don't remember, but here's the crazy thing about it. I like hardly ever like go back throughout the year periodically and like look at it and go, how close am I to achieving these things? What I do is I put it by my, it's right there, but I can see it. I can see the things written down and I go back and I don't look at, like, I don't pay attention to it for the entire year. I don't, it just sits there in my subconscious view, literally just my goals for the year. And I will go, like, I can see it right now. I can see my goals right now if I look up, but I hardly ever look at it. And here's the thing. Every single year, I hit those goals. and I'm not actively tracking it or anything. But the problem is, I always come, I'm like, okay, it's December. It's like December 28th when I like to do it. It's December 28th. I'm going to create my goals for the new year. And I usually in my head, I'm like, this is what I want to achieve. I want to achieve all these like crazy things, you know, and like really get like grow the business and do this and that and like buy all these properties and blah, blah, blah. But I found that like, especially this year, I was like, you know what? Let me see what I did last year. Did I actually hit any of these goals? And I hit every single one of them. And I never like realized it, you know, until like I sat down and took the moment to think about it. I was like, holy crap. Then all of a sudden I felt like a little bit of accomplishment. Like I was like, you know what? I feel like I have grown. And then boom, I've got momentum. Now it's not as scary to go put a $1.5 million property that I've never owned or ran or had aspirations to run a hotel before. And frankly, I'm going to like figure that, like hire that out. I'm not going to actually like run that side, but you know, like manage the project, right? I mean, that's like, that's huge. And I would have never done that. And that wasn't even all my goals for 2025. It's just like, but when I realized what I had achieved last year, I was like, you know what? Like, what can I do more? And I've been thinking about it. And then this opportunity kind of presented itself. And I'm like, let's do it. Let's go, you know? And I think that's part of the growth and the success. So my secret weapon that I personally use, one of my secret weapons I personally use for finding success is being able to recognize it, be able to sit back and see what you've achieved. Okay. Now we don't, to be frank, like not everything that I do has been successful. SDR Insights as a company, if you followed SDR Insights software, when we launched in 2022, it was huge. We were doing really, really well, especially for a startup out the gate. I mean, our revenue was literally like over a million in, like we were tracking to do over a million in month one. Okay. But all of a sudden things got more expensive. People stopped subscribing for as long. Not as many people were subscribing after the first month. People were canceling accounts because they found properties. And we learned that, hey, you know what? Like, this really isn't a true SaaS model. And then we talked to a lot of customers about how can we help them and what can we do? And we found that they were struggling just finding properties. And we knew we could help them find properties through our property finder and consultation services. And so we started that, like actually bringing that into SDR Insights, because I was doing that separately to make some income on the side in early 2022. And then we found out that, wow, like this is really helpful for people and people are finding success and they're raving about it. And I don't need some fancy spancy software subscription service, you know, SaaS company to find success with this. And maybe there's something here. And SDR Insights, the software, I wouldn't say it was a failure by any means. I mean, it's still going. So is that a failure? No, it's not. Just we learn things. We learn things about the industry. We learn things about the market. What was a fad and what wasn't? And as we've been able to pivot, if we hadn't stopped and kind of put our feet in front of us and said, where are we today and where are we going and look back and see how far we came, we definitely wouldn't be where we are today. Okay. We wouldn't have a lot of confidence in how things are going. You know, when we have down months in business and investing, our properties don't do as well. We're like, crap, what am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? And it's constantly like the world and everybody else, the pressures, you know, building up. And it's like, we're doing something wrong. I don't have any bookings or, you know, my properties aren't making any money or my business isn't making any money. Like, what are we doing wrong? But we rarely remember what we did right. And so in this episode, I really just want to make sure that everyone here takes the time to really think about the success that they've achieved so far, because that's going to help you get on to the next level and level up. I mean, surround yourself too. Well, there's a spoiler alert for the next episode. Surround yourself with like-minded individuals and people who are achieving what you want to achieve. But remember where you've come from and how far you've come. I mean, those are the, like, literally do that. And I'm telling you, every single one of you, even if you have one property, even if you have no properties, I think it's like, you're trying to start, you're like, I don't know what to do. And it's fine, but you've made a level of success because you've decided to take some sort of action. Okay. Which is like to buy something and take this leap into short-term rentals. Good on you for doing that. Good on you for seeking returns higher than what the market gives, right? I love how everyone's like, well, it's 8%, you know, let's do 8%. It's like, no, like that's not okay to be happy with 8%. I don't think I mean, okay, some people might be like, sure, I have a lot of money and 8% is fine and it's a preference. But like for me, I'm like, that's nothing. Okay. Like absolutely nothing. Like that's pocket change. I'd rather go to Jamaica again than like try to throw something for 8%. I know that's like kind of irresponsible investing, but it's not like it's serious. Like I'm like, I would rather enjoy life than just try to throw something in to get an 8% return. That's why I'm going after short-term rentals. That's why I'm going, you know, trying checking out this hotel thing and doing other types of projects to expand upon that 8% average return in the market, you know, that because that isn't enough for me. But I have to be careful and never like set too high of expectations. But number two, I have to realize where I've come and how far I've came, because that's what's going to fuel me to the next year and the next year and the next year. So remember those things. And I know this is kind of like a pump up one. This was less educational, but guys, you got to remember this. This is so big. We get too caught up in the nuts and the bolts and the how to's, and you want to get the lists and all that great stuff. And I honestly, I love that a lot more than this crap, but talking about this, but I've just learned some things recently, and I've seen some people really struggling to identify. I've had some, like, you know, like I said, some therapy sessions with folks on what success truly means for them and what they're trying to achieve, and to help them realize you're actually doing a lot better than you think. And that's basically what I leave you with today. And anyway, so hopefully this was helpful. It should be helpful. Please, it is helpful. Just think about it as when you turn this episode off. And pay attention to the next episode. I have a great guest, and she's going to talk about some other things that she does to personally, you know, bring success in her own life as she's achieving goals and she's growing. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I will see you on the next one of Cashflow Positive.